Now this man goes on, verse 2, thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. And the end of verse 1 said, the goodness of God endureth continually. You see, God tolerates him for a short period of time. Even apparently God can't stand him very long, period of 7 years. Now we are told in verse 3, thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. You've heard it said of some people that they'd rather tell a lie even when the truth would be easier to tell. And that'll certainly be true of the Antichrist. Listen to the thing that's said of him here, verse 4. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. Now here are names for the Antichrist. O mighty man in verse 1. He is a mighty man. And he's a deceitful tongue. Couldn't believe a word he says. And verse 5, God shall likewise destroy thee forever. And the word destroy here means God's going to beat him down. And that's what the coming of Christ will do. He'll be a world dictator. No one could stop him. No one but God, of course. And then we're told God is the one to beat him down. Now, verse 6, the righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. When God brings him into judgment, beats him down, then this one that they once feared, they're going to laugh at him. The biggest laughing stock the universe has ever seen will be Antichrist. Verse 7, lo, this is the man who made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. He'll be a very rich man, of course. Verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And let me say just another word about the fact he's a rich man. It's got so today that only a rich man can be elected to office in this country. I doubt whether Abraham Lincoln would make it today. They talk a great deal, the politicians, about Abraham Lincoln, but I don't think he'd be able to make it to the presidency in this day. And the Antichrist will be able to make it at the beginning because he's a rich man. Yet, in the midst of all that, the child of God will have an occasion. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I'll wait on thy name, for it's good before thy saint.